Let's get to the word of God tonight, and I do believe we have a word from the Lord, and this is straight from his heart, as it always should be, amen. And so we do not come to tonight's message half-heartedly. We do not take this lightly, but it's just three simple words where we're going to draw our title from, but not going to just say it just yet. But I want to turn our attention to Psalm 78. And we're going to start reading from verse 1. So Psalm 78, starting at verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to pray, and then we're going to be seated. Y'all will be seated, but I'll still be standing. Amen. Lord God, we love you. We are so thankful for your presence. Thank you for loving us, Lord. God, we submit ourselves to you. We are here for you. This is your house. Your name is here. Your presence is here, Lord God. We still believe in you. We still believe in your miracles, oh God. We still believe in your salvation, God. We still believe that our Redeemer lives, Lord. You are our Redeemer, the lover of our soul, God. I pray that you touch every heart and every mind. Bless your people, Lord. Build your people. Encourage your people right now. In Jesus' name, God bless you. You may be seated. Psalm 78, verse 1, Psalm 78, and starting at verse 1. The Bible says, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. Telling to the generation to come, and praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them. The children who would be born, that they may arise, and declare them to their children. In verse 7, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And from verse 7, we are going to draw our title for tonight's message. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. Amen. Psalm 78 is a song of contemplation. The writer Asaph, however you want to pronounce his name, he is recalling back his history, the history of his people. What people? The people of Israel, the people of the name of Yahweh, Jehovah, the name of God. And the same people, they derived their ancestry from the obedience of one man by the name of Abraham. And in Genesis chapter 12, the Bible tells us that God came to Abram. And it's not the other way around. Abram didn't come to God. But God came to Abram and asked him, told him, hey, this is what I'm about, Abram. I want to come into covenant with you. Because there are some things that I want to do in the world. And I want to start using you and your descendants as the vehicle of my truth, as the vehicle of my love, as the vehicle of my wonders and my miracles, and to turn this world that is upside down, right side up again. Can I use you, Abram? And thankfully, Abram said yes. So in Psalm 78, Asaph is recounting what Moses is telling Abraham's descendants 400 years later. Hey, give ear, give attention, give your focus, give your heart, give your obedience, give your trust to this one true God who is the I Am. And going on, he said, listen, this shouldn't start with you, but this needs to go to your children. And then teach your children to teach their children. and so on and so forth, because this truth doesn't end with just one generation. This truth is supposed to be ageless. Amen. Amen. So tell them the generation to come, verse 4 said. The praises of the Lord. What praises? Because God already told Abraham, said, listen, your descendants, they're going to be in hard bondage for 400 years. But after the 400th year, I'm going to visit them and I'm going to take them out. I'm going to be their God. I'm going to renew my covenant with them. And they're going to be a special treasure unto me. They're going to be my prized possession. They are going to be my holy treasure. And I'm going to put my name upon them. I'm going to give them the sacrifice that's going to help to wash away their sins. I'm going to be a pillar of cloud by day for them, and a pillar of fire by night unto them. And when the enemy comes against them, I'm going to make sure that they're going to flee 7 different ways. So anyone who touches my anointing, anyone that's trying to do my prophet any harm, they got to deal with me, God said. He said, these are the things, these are the praises of God that we must keep in our forefront of our mind, Asaph said. And said, not just us, but to teach our kids to be reflective of God. To teach our grandkids to be reflective of God and what he has done. He's opened the Red Sea. Hallelujah. He's kept back the children of Israel from some of the plagues that God impacted Egypt with. He instituted the Passover, where the death angel would come, and anywhere, any house, any doorpost, any lintels that didn't have the blood of that sacrificial lamb, the firstborn son would meet their utter demise. God spared them. The children, those who were obedient to the word of God. These are the things that God doesn't want us to forget. You know, this past Sunday, ever since we have sung that song, Our Redeemer Lives, My Redeemer Lives, that song has been playing in my heart nonstop since this past Sunday. And we know this, right? Some of us who have been raised in church, we have known this, right? That Jesus is a redeemer. Jesus is God. Jesus is all these good things. But at the same time, we have to be careful and be on our watch that we don't forget it. And what do I mean by that? So going back to verse 7 of Psalm 78, that word forgot comes from a Hebrew word that means to mislay, to be oblivious of, from want of memory or attention. And I can tell you from personal experience that it is possible to be oblivious of the miracles of God, to be forgetful of what God has brought you from, to not give attention to where you're at now because of the grace and mercy of God. Sometimes storms may come that would challenge our memory, that would challenge, you know, our firm foundation that we are standing on God. Sometimes tragedy may strike us. Sometimes disappointment will try to tempt us to forget the love of God. But God said, take heed. Keep yourself lest you forget, Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9 said. He said, we have to be on guard. We have to be in a state of attention at all times. Why is that? Because in Matthew 24, the Lord told us in verse 4, he said, listen, take heed that no one deceives you. Like, hold up. Didn't Jesus tell us in John chapter, 7 or 8, that it's the truth that sets you free? But what are you talking about, Lord? Like, take heed lest someone deceives you. But I'm of the truth. I've been born again. Okay? You open my eyes, God. You've given me revelation. You've given me understanding that you are God. It is you whom I worship. It is you whom I serve. It is whom I give my life to through and through. So why are you telling me to be on my guard? So countless times God has telling his people in the book of Deuteronomy, in Judges, in Kings, in the Proverbs, in Ecclesiastes, in Psalms, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. How can we forget when God has reminded us so many times? Well, the Lord was talking to his people through his prophet Jeremiah. This is one of many ways how one can forget. Jeremiah chapter 23. And we're going to start at verse 23. And this is the scripture recording God's conversation with Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23. The Lord said, "Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him?" Of course, this is rhetorical, but there are folks that live under a notion that God doesn't see them. So the Lord said, "Do I not fill heaven and earth?" says the Lord. Verse 25. "I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, 'I have dreamed, I have dreamed.' How long will this be in the heart?" So now we get into the heart of the matter. It's a heart thing. It's a heart. It's the condition of the heart. "How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name." Church, we have an adversary. And it's not just Satan. There's another adversary by the name of our flesh that would try to cause us to forget the name of Jesus. It's no wonder the Apostle Paul said that I die daily and I beat my body under subjection so that I don't forget where God has brought me from. Because if I don't subdue my flesh will subdue me. But if I'm going to choose to remember God and to remember his goodness and to remember his sweet love for me, then I have to put some things into check. I have to take some steps to make and to establish some infrastructures and to set some guardrails and to set some reminders and to establish memorials and to look at pictures and to remember the recordings and to go to my brothers and sisters and to share my testimony, to relive where God and what God has done. So that way I can heed the voice of God, the voice of my lover. Hallelujah. How many believe that God is your lover? Come on, that revelation will change your life. When your God, whose name is Jesus, hallelujah, the Bible said in John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world." God is in love with you. He's in love with me, that he gave himself to you. Why? To be your lover, hallelujah. You don't have to earn his love. You are already loved, hallelujah. I come against every lie from hell that said that you are unlovable. That's a lie. That is not the truth. Hallelujah. See, the name of Jesus, there is love in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. His love covers a multitude of sins. So that's why in all his holiness, he can humble himself and come into the midst of my dirt, of my tragedy, of my storm, and of my wreckage, and he can lift me up in his love, and then I can be loved. I can receive his love, hallelujah, and I can love him back, and I can love him daily, daily, daily. See, God in his wisdom, he knows our plight. He knows that our lives are but a vapor. We're here one moment, we are gone the next. And he knows the weakness of our humanity. Therefore, he establishes things. He gives us things. Listen, y'all, God is not talking just to talk. Wish I would have learned that 20 years ago. It's not talking to us to talk. This is for our salvation. This is to help us to be continually to be in love with God. Hallelujah. Because trust me, you can fall out of love with God. That's a scary situation, y'all. Very scary. I was doing a light research, and the topic of my research was the top 10 reasons why a marriage fails in divorce or estrangement in the U.S. And the timeline is scaled back 20-something years. And then I shortened that time frame just to go back 10 years from today's date. And did you know that on both tables, the top number one reason why a marriage failed in the United States on both tables was lack of commitment. Lack of commitment. In other words, in the caption it said that they chose not to be married on a daily basis. Man, that cuts. That hurts. And this is what we are seeing in history, right? One nation, they are serving after God. One generation, they're serving after God. And then the next generation or two generations or three generations later, and they're falling away from God. And it's this ongoing cycle, right? Lack of commitment. How can we break that cycle? Because I'm telling you, it is possible. It is possible not to be in that cycle. And if we are in that cycle, it is possible to come out of that cycle as well. Amen. So, for example, Abraham, not one time was he caught in that cycle of lack of commitment to his God. And countless times throughout scriptures, for example, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 7. Abraham's descendants call their great-great-great-great-granddaddy Abraham a friend of God. They are praying to God. They say, hey, do you remember Abraham, your friend? What about Isaiah 41 and verse 8? The Lord says, but you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. So this is God calling Abraham out by name and saying he is my friend. And then in the New Testament, Holy Ghost picks this up again, drops it into James' spirit in James chapter 2 and verse 23. The Bible says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and this faith was credited to him by God as righteousness and as conformity to his will. And he was called the friend of God. Now, going back That word friend in the Hebrew, it comes from that word ahav, ahav. And this word, it entails a deep, intimate affection for someone or something. This is not a cheap word. This is not something, hey, do you like me? Check yes or check no on the box. This was a type of affection that, hey, my whole life is committed to you. And not just my life, but my son's life is committed to you. My grandson's life is committed to you. This is going to run in the bloodline. This is going to be a generational love, a generational covenant, a generational promise. That's what Hava stands for. And that's what Abraham was known for. A lover of God. That's a more accurate translation. Abraham was a lover of God. And when God said in Isaiah 41 verse 8, Abraham, my friend, Abraham, my lover. Who wants to be a lover of God? I need him. See, Abraham's love for God ran deep. Abraham's love for God was anchored in the Word of God. And if we know that the Word of God is eternal, and if our love is anchored in that same eternal Word, listen, we're gonna be more than all right. Amen? We can do this, church. We can be faithful. We are faithful. We can remain faithful until the day of the Lord Jesus, when he comes back. Because he is coming back for a church. He's coming back for a spotless bride. Hallelujah. And we are part of that spotless bride. So I'm encouraging us, let's not forget the love of God. But allow God to cause you to forget those things that need to be forgotten. Amen. Allow his love to help you to forget those times you felt hopeless. Allow his love to cause you to forget those turmoil pain and those nightmare and those torment. Allow his love to transform you and cause you to remember those things that ought to be remembered. Amen. 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 Want to be a friend of God. I want to be a lover of God. Amen. Don't want to forget as we stand tonight. And this is, again, just a message from the heart of God. Just like he told his audience, remember Lot's wife? He's telling his church, don't forget me. Like, yes, ask God for the blessings. Yes, ask God for the miracles. Yes, ask God for salvation. Yes, ask God for wisdom. But most importantly, let's not forget. That was poor grammar, but let's not forget the love of God. The God of the universe. The God who created the heavens and the earth. The God who called you by name. Who called you and I out of darkness. And he brought us into his marvelous light. Just for another few moments, if we can pray. We're going to turn this entire sanctuary into an altar. If this is a time for us to rededicate our life to the Lord, let's do it as our musicians come. If this is a time to rededicate our love and our affection to God, let's do it. If this is a time to bring to remembrance what God has done for you. Let's contemplate on that, like Asaph said. Let's contemplate on the miracles that he has done for us. Because remember, he did that out of his love for you. He didn't do it just to twist your arm to serve him. He did it because he loves you. He loves you. Let's remember his love. For you, for me, for our family, for our neighbors, for our city, for this world. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, we need you. We are calling upon your name, Lord God. Just like your lover Abraham did. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. God, help us not to forget you. God, help us to remember your tenderness, your kindness, God. Those times that you wrapped your arms around us. Those times that you whisper, Lord God, your love into our ears, Lord. Those times that you touched our body, Lord, that you turned something that was impossible and you made it possible because of your loving kindness. Oh God, we are the people of your name. Let us humble ourselves and let us pray tonight, Lord. And let us remember always, God, that you are our lover and we are yours. In the name of Jesus.